The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
I'm delighted to say that my first guest today will need very little introduction to many of you. She is the star of the small screen, the super nanny herself, Jo Frost. Jo, you're very welcome to The Hard Shoulder. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you so much for having me. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Listen, I suppose it is an opportune time to speak to you because I was talking there about children and children being at home at the moment and parents, as well as dealing with COVID and everything that goes with it. A lot of parents listening to this show are dealing with working from home and having to get in their 8 hours or whatever it happens to be. And they've got the children at home and have to get through the homeschooling and everything that goes with that. It is a difficult time, isn't it?
It's more than difficult. It's become extremely, extremely challenging and has tested every parent, every person at some stage since March last year. There has, you know, been much to consider and prioritise and to accept in this adjustment of possibly what we can and cannot do, you know. And when we look at families at home that have been furloughed, those are the juggling raising their families and staying on top of school at home, because it's certainly not homeschooling. We recognise that more and more we need governments across our countries to recognise how we can support families continuing to move forward into 2021.
What a lot of parents, and look, I'm a parent myself, and I'm lucky enough that I have to come into the office every day, so I'm kind of spared some of the difficulties that others are facing. But I know my wife is facing it. She's at home with them all day long and trying to juggle all these competing interests, and it is impossible. I know, like, in the perfect world, there'd never be a moment during the day when your children are there with you where you can't give them your undivided attention, but at the moment that has to happen, doesn't it? Like, if you've got hours of work you have to fill, you've got to do that work to pay the mortgage at the end of the month.
Yeah, I just don't feel... I feel that we've become polarised. I mean, look, we've got to be able to recognise the benefits of structured and unstructured supervision at home. You know, we autonomy is important. We want our children to be independent. We need to recognise that those below the age of 6 years old takes it from the point of starting at home, those early learning executive functioning skills, the importance of attention span. There are some cases where, you know, parents are trying to work at home and have many children, and that is going to be impossible with respect to, you know, what has been asked to for them to juggle. So I think it's important to recognize, you know, how do we set up a schedule that meets the needs of our children, which is respectfully the cornerstones. Them up and at 'em, getting ready, preparation, organisation, recognising that we have to bring ourselves to a place of going over what that work is for our children and allowing them to be able to be self-motivated and to recognise what is it that we do when school is finished that allows us to be able to keep our kids moving so that they, you know, are active, they're letting go of their energy and helping them develop their skills. And some of that is no sugarcoating, Kieran. Some of that is basically saying that you're not going to manage it all. When you have a 6-month-old baby that has needs and demands, you need to be able to talk to your boss about what those deadlines are. And this is, you know, what I've been saying since last year with respect to it does take a village. It takes those bosses to understand that you're asking the impossible of those that have several children at home, those single parents out there that are trying to do everything, because it is and already has led to mental and emotional breakdown. And that will never bode well for children, you know, because as much as this virus is contagious, you know, so is anxiety. So is the threats of trying to manage that all. And children pick up on that. So I think it's important to recognise what can be done and what can't. What system can we have put up in place so that we structure the cornerstones to meet the needs and demands of our children, to have time with them so that we can have quality time where we connect, and to be able to have those difficult, awkward conversations with our bosses, with our family members, where we need to be able to say the reality of what the truth is. And that is awkward and that is uncomfortable. And it has put parents into a place where they've had to become more disciplined last year in order to have a new normalcy for 2021. Because we still, like I've said on my Twitter, like I've mentioned on my social media platforms, we're not done yet, you know, and parents can do this, but they've got to start prioritizing, creating rules, putting in boundaries, saying no to their kids, saying yes where they can, give them the freedom to just do. You know, a lot of parents feel the pressure to be their children's puppeteer, at the same time their teacher, and to literally micromanage them. When children come to you and say they're bored, appreciate that and validate it. Say, okay, mummy's heard you.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? Let them sit in that feeling as well, because they will create. They'll decide to maybe do something artistic, or they may go and play in their pay box, but they will do something in the end. And I think we've got to be able to recognize that we're in a space where we're all feeling psychologically that we're not able to control the outcome right now of what's happening, because we may be keeping ourselves safe and others safe, but there are a lot who are not doing that as well. So we tend to go inwards and want to control everything that's going on in our home. And I think we have to be realistic with that. I'm asking people to have some perspective and some measurement on exactly how they can create more harmony, which ultimately affects the mental and emotional wellness of a family.
If you're just tuning in, Jo Frost, the super nanny herself, I'm delighted to say, is my guest on The Hard Shoulder. Jo, you used a few words there. You talked about rules, boundaries, structures, systems. Is that the place to start, maybe for parents today listening to this who don't have those structures in place? That, look, it you'll need a degree of flexibility. You'll need buy-in from family members and employers, as you said, but you've got to have some structure on the day.
You've got to lay it on the table. You've got to sit at that table and you've got to lay out exactly what the circumstances are. You can't ignore it. You can't bury your head in the sand. Those that were quick to accept the situation they were in were quick to be able to adjust and be adaptable to what they needed to do. A rigid mindset is going to create resistance and it's going to create that pull that's going to mentally make everything challenging and overwhelming. And we have enough. Parents have enough on their plates already. As somebody that helps families and coach them through their days to create a smoother operation where their needs are met, where they're able to connect with their children, it is important to be able to run a ship that has some form of structure in place and boundaries that allow us our space, that allow us to find our happy space where we can create some boundaries to meet our needs as well. Otherwise, you know, we end up with a ship that starts to puncture and have holes. And then it becomes very overwhelming and we start going down that rabbit hole. Look, it's easier said than done. In other words, it's not easy.
Yeah.
The reality is none of this is easy. It's tough. It's challenging us. It's asking us to be able to look and to be proactive in circumstances that we never have. However, having spent 33 years in the parental field, having spent 16 years of my life already on television, helping families around the world, I hope that what we've already learned from last year has given us a very, very clear vision on what we prioritise moving forward into 2021. Because we were and we have normalised the lack of self-care. We have normalised the importance of recognising that we must not disable our children and hold them up to doing things for themselves as well. We have become this intensive parenting and helicopter parenting nation, and we have to be able to find the balance. We want to embrace technology. Kids do like to play games on their iPads, educational or not, but we want to be able to regulate that as well, because a lot of the schoolwork is being done on iPads. So for health, mental health, eye care health, we've got to be able to regulate that.
So you're not saying no screens, but just like there has to be regulations and rules around screens.
Not. That's like telling a child, you know, no sweets. As soon as a friend gives them one, they're going to take five. You know, absolutely not. But I'm a realist. You know, it's, you know, what I am saying is that there are, to be honest with you, children that are 2 years old, 2.5 years old, they don't need screens. I see kids with a lot of screens at the age of two and a half years old. They don't need that. They need the toy box and the stuff in there. And, you know, some quality time that can be sporadic throughout a day that allows you to give the attention to your child so that they can learn that early learning education. Because, you know, I'm a stickler for early learning education because we know a child from the age of 0 to 5, 90% of their brain is developing in those first 5 years.
I'm sorry to cut across you, Joe, because there are people who take a much harder line on screens. Absolutely no screens. They're terrible for your children. And you touched on it there, that a lot of the homeschooling, the work is being sent home to be done on iPads. I know in our house in the morning, I'm doing work on Seesaw with my son's school on the iPad. And some of it is interactive. He has to be in front of his screen for schoolwork.
Correct. I've been doing the same with my grandson, who is 6 years old, and we've been doing Seesaw with him. And so, you know, it's distance learning. Look, right now, it's not ideal. None of it is ideal. But if we can accept that we can do our best, I'm not asking parents to throw in the towel. It would be neglectful to throw in the towel and say, I'm not doing no schoolwork, but some, and doing the best you can and separating the ego from what you don't know. Look, I invited people to parents to openly admit what they weren't brilliant at, and to find friends maybe who could help them through that, as well as the cooperation of a teacher for them to understand. Yeah. It becomes ego-driven when we are worried about doing math or science because we don't know enough. Listen, you know, I couldn't draw a donkey if I tried.
Joe, you haven't tried to teach the Irish language to a child yet. My God, you're spared that. Listen, what I'm taking from all of this, Joe, is that you're saying these are incredibly unusual times. As parents out there, like, don't be too hard on yourselves, give yourselves a break, but at least do what you can, and the start of that is a structure and a system.
We've got to be flexible, you know, we've got to be flexible, we've got to be adaptable, you know, malleable in being able to recognize that this is how we're going to get through it. And I salute every parent out there that is doing their best, because that's all you can do, your best. And that is good enough. I want parents to know that is good enough. If you can look in the mirror and know that you are doing your best, okay, and honoring yourself as well, so that you can have that space and carve it in, even if it's 20 minutes and 15 minutes of your peace yourself at the end of an evening when the kids have gone to bed, get the kids into bed, you know, so that you can have that time, then I salute you, because it's been challenging for every parent. So, you know, what you are doing is enough. You know, you're doing your best and it's enough. What's most important is that you stay alive, you keep your kids safe, and you get through these challenging times, you know, and you respect the importance of what's going to keep everybody else safe.
Joe, listen, an absolute pleasure to speak to you. Joe Frost, the super nanny herself there, who's back on the small screen, well, in the United States. Hopefully it won't be too long before she's on the small screen on this side of the pond as well.